Welcome to it on a Tuesday. Big stories today. Big policy shift on the way. Donald Trump ready to slash Barack Obama's climate change agenda. It's going to happen today. One more reason he was elected president. Charles Schumer loses his cool, goes nuts, in fact, on a diner at a New York restaurant. Why? They voted for Trump. And Lucky Chucky went off the rails. I'll tell you all about it. Plus, Nunez talks about his meeting with the source on the White House grounds and Kushner and all of these things coming your way. That plus Seton Motley, Dr. John Lott, Rick Jones, and a whole lot more. Sit tight. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on a Tuesday. Time to get some things set straight on the record here, and I'm here to help you do that. Because there seems to be some confusion still. We'll get to that, but first, let's talk about this repeal and replace of Obamacare. Apparently, some people don't seem to understand my point of view. You seem a little bit confused out there. Well, let me help you out. Again, government involvement with health care is not constitutional. Government involvement with Social Security is not constitutional. Government involvement with all sorts of things is not constitutional. We're past that point in the conversation. Do I think repeal? An outright repeal is the right first step? I do. I support it. I just don't know how you get there. But hey, I've got something here that I can share with you that might help us get there. And by the way, just saying I don't know how we get there based on the lack of will on the part of many Republicans doesn't mean I don't support it. You guys need to just listen a little bit. But here's a simple two-page document. From Congressman Mo Brooks of Huntsville, Alabama. It's a simple, very simple bill. He calls it the Obamacare Repeal Act. Effective as of this is the entire bill. I'm going to read you the entire bill right here today. Effective as of December 31, 2017, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is repealed. And the provision of law amended or repealed by such act or restored or revived as if such act had not been enacted. That's it. One sentence. That's it. If you want full repeal, Congressman Mo Brooks of Huntsville, Alabama has made it possible. Now who's going to bring it to the floor? Who's going to bring it to the floor of the Congress? Because there it is laid out in black and white. Let me read it again. This act may be cited as the Obamacare Repeal Act. Effective as of December 31, 2017, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is repealed. And the provisions of law amended or repealed by such act are restored or revived as if such act had not been enacted. You want it simple? There it is. Very simple. Let's get it introduced. Will it get introduced? Of course not. At least I doubt it. We'll see how the speaker does. Oh, and let's clarify another little point of confusion. Am I a big fan of Paul Ryan? No. But the idea that you could replace Paul Ryan right now, in the middle of the stream, it's like changing horses in the middle of the river. Difficult to do without getting all wet. Can you imagine the confusion, the distraction, the glee from Democrats if Paul Ryan stepped aside in the infighting and the finger pointing and the nastiness that would ensue on the Republican side? It would be gleeful for them. Am I a big supporter of Paul Ryan and what he has done? Not really. But I think it would be more harmful at this point to change horses in the middle of the river. So then I have to say to some of the folks that have been sending me notes that are saying, well, Donald Trump was not elected to do this or that or this or that. He hasn't done anything. You know, he simply needs to repeal and replace Obamacare, then get on to tax reform. Well, I beg to differ. Rolling back regulations has been a big part of what he has said. And today, he will issue an executive order undoing the Clean Power Plan. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says Trump will sign that executive order to roll back the Obama Clean Power Plan initiative, which aimed to curb greenhouse gas emissions from coal-fired power plants, carbon dioxide primarily, CO2, which is what we exhale, what feeds plants on this planet. The executive order will address the past administration's efforts to kill jobs across the country through the Clean Power Plan, said Pruitt, appearing with George Stephanopoulos. Pruitt said he believes the order absolutely will bring back lost coal jobs, that is, across the nation, promising the executive order would result in better electric rates for Americans going forward. You have heard me here on this program discuss with folks in Ontario, just north of the border here, surrounding, well, Ontario runs from Niagara Falls to north of Minneapolis, the largest province. Their electric rates have gone up more than 350% in the last few years. By the time it stops going up, it'll be north of 500% increases in electric rates. Now, I want you to think about that. If you pay $100 now, you would pay $500. If you have $200 power bills, you'd be paying $1,000. Would that change your budget on a monthly basis? Because it sure would change mine. Because if you go from $200 to $1,000, that's an annual increase of almost $10,000. It's $5,000 if you just go from $100 to $500. But $10,000 a year annually to your family. Can you stomach that? And I ask you this because in Ontario, they don't have any coal-fired power plants anymore. They closed them all. Michigan's on a path to close all of its plants, as are other states like Indiana and Kentucky. On a path to close all coal-fired power plants. Will this make a difference? I don't know. We'll have to ask some of our utility friends because the last time we discussed this, when the Supreme Court struck down parts of the Clean Power Plan, people in Michigan said, well, you know, we're already going down that road. We're going to build the new plants anyway. We're going to close plants and build new plants anyway. So I wonder where it ends up now. We'll have to find out. We'll have to talk to folks from DTE and consumers and figure out what their plan is going forward. But this is going to be, and this is, in large part, what Donald Trump was elected to do, reduce regulation, help the struggling middle class. Well, keeping electric bills under control and creating jobs and opportunity, that'd be part of it now, wouldn't it? 14 after, you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.